hottest and coldest temperatures ever recorded in Arizona. What do you think that temperature differential is? 100 degree difference?
No, I'd say because the highest has to be in the 120s.
Yeah.
And Holly Lake's going to get to 20 below. So I'm going to say it's about 150 degree spread.
Okay, all right, all right. You're pretty close. Mr. Trimble, the hottest day?
Hottest day was Lake Havasu City, 1994, and 128.
Oh,
it hurt to hear it.
Oh. Not even water skiing. Oh. It would feel good.
Yeah,
oh,
I tell you.
Man.
Coyotes were chasing rabbits, and they were both walking.
Yeah, I bet they were. And the coldest place has to be Holly Lake, right?
I would have guessed the peak of the Flagstaff.
San Francisco peak?
Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
But no, it is Holly Lake.
Holly Lake. And I don't know. It's got to be 20 below?
Almost. Lower.
Really?
Lower.
Double it.
Double it?
Yeah.
What was the lowest temperature?
40 below at Holly Lake in 71. Yeah. So it's 168 temperature differential.
Yeah. Your wristwatch wouldn't be keeping time. It'd be rubbing its hands together.
Golly, man. Well, we were talking a minute ago about last week's show out at the University of Phoenix Cardinal Stadium for the home show. I want to thank everybody that came up and introduced themselves. And, boy, the fact that we're back in the remodeling business, you know, I have not owned a remodeling company for almost 12 years now. And Romy and I and Jennifer have opened a remodeling company again. And We're keeping it small. I want to thank everybody for coming up and asking for us to come out and give you an appointment and an interview. We're keeping it small. We're a little busy. But if you've got a remodeling project you'd like us to take a look at, we do have an opening for about the middle of August. You can give us a ring at 480-998-6961. We're here today with Josh of Harmon Solar. Josh, we've tried to untangle the web of mysteries and miscalculations and myths and outright, what's another word for a lie, Marshall?
Tall tales.
Tall tales about the solar industry. I mean, the only industry that's more confusing and confounded than yours is water treatment.
Sure.
And we're talking about two of the things that have been here on the universe probably longer than anything. We ought to have this sorted out
water
by now.
Water and sun.
Yeah. But for the homeowners that are listening, and the telephones have exploded, and we haven't even touched half of the phone calls. You're going to make a lot of those phone calls after the show. We're gonna if you called here and you got your question on air, you're going to get answers. There was just so much material we had to cover. We couldn't quite squeeze in all that. What are the takeaways you want every listener to take away about solar at their home today?
Sure. The first one's going to be the decision that's being made by the Corporation Commission right now. That process is taking place. The utilities are aiming to change the rules, and if homeowners want to voice their opinion, it's important to do so. You can keep checking in at our website at harmonsolar.com, and we will point you in the right direction to get the facts needed so that you can reach out to your legislative representatives and voice your opinion on that matter. Secondly, we talked a lot about design considerations. Make sure you understand what goes into designing a solar system for your house. Work with professionals that can explain to you the importance of roofing and structural and electrical interface. We'd be more than happy to present that information to you and show you how solar can work for you on your house. And then lease versus purchase was the last one, that third takeaway. Know the details.
If the solar company's out at your house and they're not talking about a structural analysis, if they're not talking about looking at the electric panel and doing analysis there, if they're not talking to you about your power consumption habits, if they're not talking you through all the details of the lease, you have the wrong solar company on your property.
That is exactly right.
The right solar company for your property, for the Phoenix Metro greater area, is Harmon Solar available?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 1-800-281-3189, or just go to our website, harmonsolar.com, and fill out the quote request.
And I'm sure
we've been around for 40 years almost.
You know it. You know it. We've been here a long time, and we're not going anywhere.
And I think one of the great things that I liked seeing, to me, was the most common sense one, was when they finally made it that homeowners associations couldn't keep people from putting solar on their home.
That's right.
That was the dumbest rule in the world. I know they're trying to get it looking pretty and everything, but to come to Arizona and say, you can't put a solar in your homeowners association. I was so glad they abolished that rule.
This is my son, Romy, that lives on 5 acres out by Wickenburg. He's never found a homeowners association rule he liked.
Yeah.
No. And it's funny because your place is so neat. I mean, it's not like you. It's not like you junk it up or anything. It's not Jeff Foxworthy style, you know, mowing around vehicles and stuff. But he's never seen a homeowner association rule he likes yet.
That's the truth.
All right, folks, we appreciate y'all joining in at Rosie on the House this particular Saturday morning. We're here every single Saturday morning. We've talked solar all day today. Now, we're going to have a lot of fun next week, too, as we talk about, okay, solar is one alternative energy supply. You know, there are others as well. We're talking about the power of the wind. And believe it or not, we're talking about methane gas. You want to talk about the different ways you can have electricity supplied to your house?
And we'll also talk about backup generators if you're in a really remote area or you just need some good quick wattage, maybe in a power outage. So other alternate energies next Saturday.
It'll be fun. So y'all make sure and tune in. Listen, if in the course of the last 3 hours you've been educated, you've been enlightened, you've been encouraged, you've been blessed, I want you to just stop and do old Rosie a favor. I want you to find somebody in your life this week that needs to be encouraged, enlightened, and blessed, and pay it forward. Would you do that for me? I'd certainly appreciate it. Y'all tune in next Saturday morning. God bless.